My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Welcome to Why Bloody Valentine. I'm Rich and I'm here with Carolyn.
Hi.
And we just watched Carrie, which I don't think stands for Carolyn.
No.
It's not short for Carolyn.
No.
Is it short for anything, Carrie? That's one of those fucking names, isn't it? Carriana, maybe? I think she calls her a full name in that movie. And it's something stupid.
I mean, I guess there are names you could nickname Carrie, but I think back then it just used to be the name.
I see.
Like, it is one of those names, though, you think it's short for something.
Yeah, like, fucking Phil. A Phil is short for something. Like, Paul.
Or Jamie.
Well, Jamie is short for James. Well, it's not really
short. That would be longer.
But it is the nickname for James.
Right, so then what would Carrie be? Care?
Carolyn.
Don't call me that.
Caroline.
I guess.
They had a much more memorable prom than mine, though. I went to two proms.
Me too.
Junior and senior year.
Same.
The only thing at all I remember from prom proper, like I remember going to dinner and all that shit after the prom, but the only thing I remember from the actual prom itself was that one year it was catered by Walmart Chicken. That's the only thing I remember.
We didn't have food at the prom. Yeah. We all went out to eat before the prom.
So did we. I'm assuming like Walmart Chicken was our hors d'oeuvres.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that's the type of town I grew up in. Applebee's is middle class fancy, uh-huh. And Walmart Chicken is crackhead fancy. That is what we had at our prom.
My junior year, I went with a bunch of friends, like girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And then my senior year, I went with two dates.
All right.
Because, you know, I didn't know I was poly back then.
Yeah, I was going to say. A little peek into what was to come.
Yeah. Weird.
So first up is Sissy Spacek as the titular Carrie. She is most famous for this. In fact, looking at her filmography, I was under the impression she'd been in a lot of, like, huge classic movies, but not really. It's like Coal Miner's Daughter and shit, so there's not really a whole hell of a lot to talk about. She did get an Oscar nomination for this role, which is extremely rare for a horror movie to get, like, Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress, and this horror movie got nominated for both. They didn't win either, of course. But they were nominated, which is pretty rare.
Has there ever been a horror movie that did win?
Arguably, Silence of the Lambs. Silence of the Lambs won Oscars, I'm almost positive. So, I consider that a horror movie. I think it's close enough to other movies, like other genres, that you can kind of be like, well, it's not really a horror movie. It's a psychological thriller. It's a crime drama. It's a fucking horror movie, though, right?
Yes. You know what the girlfriend told me this morning?
What?
She just watched a movie last week that was a horror movie that had Christina Ricci in it naked, like the whole movie. And I'm like, why has Rich not picked this movie yet?
I wonder what it was. I mean, I have seen her topless.
It was a horror movie with Christina Ricci naked.
Well,
it sounds exactly right up your alley.
Next week's movie.
Whatever that is.
We move on to John Travolta in his first film role as Billy. Were you surprised that this was his first film role?
Yes. I didn't even know he was in there. I forgot about that.
That's the ticket, at least what I thought. I would come to not like him in this movie, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But Grease, Pulp Fiction, Look Who's Talking, and of course, one of the greatest fucking movies ever made, Face Off. Have you ever seen Face Off?
I don't think so.
Oh boy, we will watch Face Off.
Okay.
That might be the next movie we watch, not for the podcast, but for fun. Enjoyment, okay. Entertainment. Piper Laurie is Carrie's mom. Now, she is a legend. She was a 3-time not Oscar nominee, and she was in The Hustler, Twin Peaks, The Faculty, and literally a million other things. She's in so much shit from like the 50s on. And she doesn't look like super old in this movie. Piper Laurie, that's Carrie's mom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she looks that old.
No.
And she's got to be at least in her 40s. Older than that. And people in her 40s looked fucking rough in the 70s. Looked like they were fucking 60. I thought everybody like in my family tree was at least 80 years old. Because that's what they looked like when they were 20.
I don't feel that we do now.
I feel like I look better.
It's really, it's really strange.
Yeah. Like, I look at pictures of me in my early 20s, and I, not even, like, conceitedly, because I'm kind of knocking myself then. I think I look better now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you look better now.
Thanks.
It really doesn't make sense.
I have boobs now. I didn't then.
That is a fact. Well, often you did have boobs then, because you were pregnant a lot throughout that whole decade. Lastly, PJ Souls as Norma. She's the one that was wearing a hat all the time. Very tertiary character. You would think if I'm going to name one of the girls, it would be like Chris, the main bitch girl, or Rhonda, the one that was actually trying to do a nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's PJ Souls as Norma in her stupid fucking ball cap. And she only gets a mention because she was in Halloween and we did that movie on here. And I always got to bring up the people that were in other movies. That'll be enough of the cast, though. We've got a movie to talk about.
Oh, boy, do we.
And they try to get you right off the bat. The MGM line.
I was not scared of the MGM line. Stop
did
it.
Did not get you.
It happened one time.
It starts with a nice game of volleyball. It's game point. Carrie back there, awkward as fuck, loses the game. Everyone bullies her about this. They all fuck with her about losing this.
They bully her about everything.
Do you remember a single athletic event in gym class that you lost and you were like, fuck this. I'm so mad.
No.
No one cared.
No.
Never.
The thing I hated the worst about gym class was when they made us run the mile. Oh my fucking God. Why did I have to run a mile?
The only time I'd get a little sketchy in gym class was like if it was basketball. Because I played basketball, and I can't be losing to, like, fucking girls and shit when I'm a basketball player.
Oh. Yeah.
But I never would, like, seriously bully someone. I'd talk shit or whatever, but that's just what guys do. I would never be like, you cunt, you're dead after fucking... after your shower. We didn't even shower.
We didn't
after
either.
Gym class.
We weren't allowed.
We just walked around stinky. No, we weren't either.
Yeah. I mean, there were showers in the dressing rooms, but we weren't allowed to use them.
Our showers... I only remember the showers being used one time in gym class, and it was for a fight.
It was for a fight?
Yeah, we're in the locker room, right? And we're all getting changed. And suddenly the lights go out, right? And this is like peak ECW wrestling, where they'd always do that on ECW. The lights would go out, and there'd be some surprise in the ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
The lights go out. We're like, what the fuck's going on? The lights come back on. There's two people duking it out in the shower. The shower's bone dry because we weren't allowed to use them. They're just in there fist fighting. And one of them DDT'd the other one. So it really was like ECW. I have been witness to two fist fights where someone DDT'd someone else.
Wow.
And one of them was who at the time would have been my best friend. And we've just grown apart. He's not like my not best friend because he's my enemy now. We just grew apart. He was my best friend at the time in the Turkey Hill parking lot on Lincoln and Market Streets. I'm in there getting whatever the hell I was getting or stealing something. Who the hell knows? I look out there and he's fighting somebody and he has him in like a headlock and he does this thing. He spins his finger above his head like Jake the fucking Snake Roberts and DDT's the kid in the parking lot in a real fight.
Wow.
So I've been witness to two fist fights where people have done that. And one of them was in a fucking Turkey Hill parking lot. The other was in the boys' locker room. At the Shmokin High School.
Wow.
In the shower. Speaking of showers.
all the titties.
Tons of dirty pillows in this movie. Dirty pillows. Tons of them.
I forgot you called them that.
There are dirty pillows everywhere. Some of these dirty pillows are getting cleaned, but you can't wash that dirty away. No. Those pillows are always dirty.
How many boobs did you count for this fucking movie?
Did I count, okay? 21 individual breasts in this movie. I got two bushes, too. Yep. Two glorious 1970s bushes. Two vagina afros. I forgot. I haven't seen this movie in a long time.
Me
like,
either.
Probably since I was a teenager.
Yes, same.
So I actually went into this with a different perspective on the movie. I thought it was like kind of boring. At least that was like my recollection of watching it as a teenager, which is crazy with the amount of tits in this movie. There's so many of them. So many dirty pillows.
And
I didn't count
the problem is these are supposed to be children.
Yeah.
This is a high school.
Right.
They are flaunting high school aged dirty pillows.
Yes.
The world.
The only saving grace is most of these dirty pillows were pushing 30, because that's just what they did in the 70s. But you are supposed to think these are high school girls.
You're supposed to think they're high school girls, though.
Right, but at least they're not. We watched that Romeo and Juliet movie with Olivia Hussey in it when I was in high school, mm-hmm. and she shows her tits, and I was like in love with this girl when I was in high school, which is fine, because she was 15 in that movie showing her tits. That is not okay.
No, that's not.
But it was okay for me to like them. When I saw him then.
Because
I was that age too.
Right.
That's why I like my crush on Winona Ryder and Christina Ricci when I was a kid was okay.
Because you were a kid.
I was that same age.
But now when you look at those movies now, you're like,
I just remember like what it felt like to have the
right.
crush.
Yeah.
But I don't like have the crush on them anymore. They're not cute. But new Beetlejuice trailer, Lydia Deetz, probably could have got a different haircut over all these years. That's a little weird. Could have changed it up a little bit. Still have a crush on her, but again, age appropriate crush. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be quiet on set here. We like the people that are our age.
On with the movie.
Yes, on with the movie. At this point, we're up to 19 dirty pillows and two 70s bushes. But this is basically softcore porn at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, all somebody
Very
has to do
so.
Is kiss.
Yeah.
And it belongs on fucking OnlyFans.
Yeah. It was a long scene.
Really long.
Lots of slow motion in places. Lots of zooming in on nothing but titties.
Yeah. And you would think it's perversion, but there's a little bit of that all over this movie. These drawn out scenes that you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And it's not even always sexual. Sometimes I think it was just what Brian De Palma was into at that point in time was these slow motion scenes and these drawn out scenes.
I
kind of think they were trying to pad the runtime a little bit at some points because this movie's pretty short and it fucking zooms by, really, honestly.
It does, yeah.
It's only, it's 98 minutes, so it's a little over an hour and a half long. But I mean,
they could have cut a lot.
They could have cut some of this movie out and made it even shorter, which you don't want. I don't think you want this movie to be less than an hour and a half long. I think that's about the sweet spot for a movie like this. Carrie gets her period in the shower for the first time, it would appear. She kind of freaks out wanting help and wipes her period blood on people. This is the only time she deserved some ridicule because, like, hey, get your period blood off me. But what happens to her, she does not deserve.
Right.
But she deserves some scorn for wiping her period blood on human beings. Like,
correct.
Like, don't do that.
But she didn't know what it was. She thought she was just bleeding out of a very important orifice. If you were in the shower and you suddenly started dripping blood from your penis,
I'd freak out.
You would not be okay.
Yeah, I would not be okay. I would not fling my penis blood on people. I'd be like, someone fucking help me. There's blood coming out of my cock. What is happening right now? I think I'm dying. I would not
wipe it on people.
I would not mushroom stamp people with my penis blood. Would not happen. It's not what I would do. So a little ridicule would have been fine. You're like, ill. Yeah. Get away from me. Not what happens to her.
Yeah, they didn't have to start throwing pads and tampons at her.
Yeah, and chanting, plug it up.
Yeah. Plug it up!
You can't plug it up with those. I don't even see a tampon. I only saw maxi pads. And I mean,
they did throw tampons at
her.
Did they?
They
did, but
because they busted into the maxi pad cabinet.
Yeah.
With this school, very progressive, does provide maxi pads for the students. And they have a lot of them. I mean, this woman is covered. She looks like a fucking snowbank made out of maxi pads by the time it's over.
And thanks to you making me watch this movie, the girlfriend got another nosebleed today, in which I threw tissues at her and told her to plug it up.
Good. That's funny.
I think we need to stock up on nose tampons for this poor girl.
Can't you just use a real tampon?
You probably could, but you're not
just don't take it out of the applicator.
Stop. Your nostril's smaller than the vagina. You'd have to get like teen size tampons to fit up your nose.
All right.
I don't think you need to use the applicator though.
No, just put a fucking one of those cups up there.
No, we don't need a fucking cup for the nose.
One of those silicone cups, put it right up there. What the fuck's that thing called? A desi pot?
Menstrual cup.
Menstrual cup? What's a desi pot?
You're talking about a neti pot? What's a neti pot? You clean your nose out with?
I like that thing. You gotta use that thing again soon.
Okay.
Lady gym teacher gives her a nice slap to calm her down. Carrie screams and a light explodes. This is the first sign.
Yeah.
The teacher is very loving and helpful because Carrie does not know what a period is. And like you said, that would be pretty fucking scary. Also scary, they're smoking in the principal's office.
Yeah, well, they used to smoke everywhere back then.
Yeah, the lady gym teacher is privately a bitch. And it's weird, like, this didn't need to be in the movie. Because she's never like that again. She's always nice and always looking out and always trying to protect Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
It does her no good, but she's only a bitch this once. She's like, I'm going to slap her too.
Well, I think she was just saying, like, I understand that the girls are not okay with her wiping her period blood on everything because she was being a bit ridiculous, but they should still get in trouble for the shit they did.
Yes, and they should. I honestly think maybe some people didn't deserve this punishment, but a lot of people had what happened coming to them.
Yeah.
So the principal wants to speak to Carrie. He repeatedly calls her Cassie, which annoys her.
That's short for Cassandra.
Yes.
Or Cassiopeia.
Yeah, Cassiopeia. The constellation.
She was a queen.
Carrie makes the ashtray shake, and then one last Cassie makes her smash it. Some little brat calls Carrie Creepy Carrie, and she flings him off his bike. He deserved that. Mm-hmm. This is fine. He's younger than him, but he deserved it, little cocksucker.
I wish I had telekinesis.
Sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't.
Did you ever try when you were a kid?
Of course. A kid.
Oh, you tried as an adult, too.
I've tried in at least the last 5 years. I've given it a shot. Why wouldn't you keep trying?
Oh, my God.
Who knows?
Because it's not real. Like, you try to fly? Do you still try to fly? Has it been a while since you tried that, at least? You tried to fly recently?
I've tried telekinesis in the last 45 seconds.
It didn't work.
I know. I'll try again later. Mrs. White is at some lady's house, and she's here on the Lord's work, spreading the gospel, don't you know? Mrs. Snell does not give a fuck. She gives her $10 to go away.
Yeah.
This is a good grift. If you could consistently rely on your neighborhood to give you $10 to fuck off,
mm-hmm.
make some decent money.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take a couple laps around this shitbag town for $10 a door.
Would you?
Yeah. I'd have to carry my gun. But yeah. I personally love religious door knockers.
Yeah, remember that one time you invited them inside, like hung out with them for like 3 hours?
It was around Easter, and this was so long ago. This was our old house, so what?
16 years ago,
yeah. You went to your mom's or something, and I think it was around Easter, and I worked or something. You know why this fits? I think it actually like was Easter, and I was working at Lowe's, and I worked a weekend shift, which would fit. With it being Easter, because you guys would have went to your mom's because I had to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Easter. I really believe that. And I was watching. It was so weird. It was like the most religious experience of my life. I'm watching a movie. It's called The Greatest Story Ever Told, which is just the whole fucking Jesus story. Right? That's all it is. Because it's Easter. And that's the type of shit that's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a weirdo. And I get this rapping on the door. And I open the door. And it's two elders from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. What do you do when two elders show up at your house?
I shut the door.
I shut it too. Behind them as they walk in the house.
No.
Because I'm a gentleman.
No.
I would say they gave me 4 books, maybe 5, and we spent about 2 hours talking about Mormonism.
That is crazy. It was crazy. You're absolutely insane.
Awesome. I would do it again tomorrow. If someone hands me religious literature anywhere, like they used to hand them truck stops and shit, I read them. Somebody handed me a fucking CD one time, I listened to it.
Anytime any of those people come to our ports, first of all, they usually ask for my mom.
Yes.
I'm the mom. Second of all, I do not care about being rude. They knocked on my fucking door.
Mm-hmm.
I just say, not interested, and shut the door.
I do that for like...
I don't even like wait for a response. I don't even give it a full sentence. I say, nope, not interested, and shut the door. I don't fucking care.
I'm more apt to do that with people that are selling shit, like those people that used to come for the electricity.
I don't care what they want.
But I think these people are well-intentioned.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be mean to them. Even if I don't believe their shit, I'm not going
to
be mean.
I was big sad that I was on the porch the one day and one came up to me and wanted to pray with me. I don't do that. I'm on my porch. I couldn't shut the door because I was on the porch. I'm going to have to run away from this prayer person. I don't want to pray with you.
Just put your hand in front of your own face.
Not interested.
I would not pray with them, but I would let them pray for me.
Well, like, they can pray for me while they walk the fuck away.
Put their hands on me.
No, don't touch me.
Yeah.
No.
Inject Jesus into me.
No.
Try it.
No.
I'm okay with it.
No.
Are we going to talk about this movie, you think?
No!
All right, so we're at the White House. Carrie is home. I think she has called Mrs. White. I think the school has called Mrs. White and let her know about this whole period fiasco. Carrie is a woman now, and it's time for a beating in Bible study.
She was so mad at her for getting her period.
Yeah, first sin, intercourse.
Yeah.
Okay, what does that have to do with Carrie? Obviously, this girl ain't getting fucking laid.
Right.
She didn't know she got a period. I'm sure she doesn't know how to have sex.
Yeah.
Carrie is pretty upset Mama didn't tell her about this shit, which is fair.
Yeah.
Be a better mom. So Carrie's locked in a closet. Does this mom think Carrie got her period because she had sex? Because I think so.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
That's what the implication is here.
Like, she sinned and therefore now she has blood.
Yeah, I think what happened is she's a woman. And so she got her period like every other woman.
Uh-huh.
Did this woman get her period before she had sex? Probably.
I don't...
Because she said the only time she had sex was with her husband, when he smelled of whiskey.
No, she said that he took her one time before they got married, and that was why she deserved...
Carrie?
...all the rest that happened.
Okay. I still have a hard time believing she didn't have sex, or she had sex before she had her period.
Yeah, I don't know.
Carrie lights a candle and prays in front of the creepiest Weird Al Yankovic-looking Jesus statue that has ever been made. Why does it look like Weird Al from the 80s?
I don't know. Why? She has spent a lot of time in this closet, and that's sad.
Fucking in there daring to be stupid. Carrie's out of the closet, and not that way. She's just free from the closet. Crying in the mirror. The mirror shatters, and I'm sure Mom will take this well. And you know what? She somehow doesn't even notice. Mm-hmm. She heard broken glass, walks in. There's a mirror broken right there, and she doesn't see it because she's a fucking moron. Back to school to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. Got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. Hope I don't get in a fight.
Movie.
Yeah. Carrie's back at school. Some shit poetry's going on. It's just brutal stuff.
She thinks it's beautiful.
Yeah. Apparently Tommy wrote this. We'll find out later he didn't. So, like, somebody else wrote that awful poem. Carrie does, though. She thinks it's beautiful. For some reason, the teacher bullies her for this.
They all bully her.
Everybody bullies her. Like, it makes no sense. Except for Tommy sticks up for her. And this is before there was even some plot.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it's weird because they do, like, a bad job concealing that there is a plot. Mm-hmm. Like, they make it obvious that there is a plot, but they do a great job of making it seem like these two are in on the plot when they're not.
Yeah, you even thought they were.
I did, and I've seen the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Someone wrote, Carrie White eats shit on the gym wall. They're like super bullies.
Mm-hmm.
This is an entire ecosystem dedicated solely to bullying this girl. Nobody else gets bullied at all. Yeah. Only this girl gets bullied. And it's like...
You bullied some of the girls.
Yeah, I had to. The girls that were bullying Carrie, yeah. That one real ugly, the one that was way uglier than Carrie with those stupid glasses on. Yeah, fuck her. Who the fuck, where does she get off bullying anybody? Looking like fucking Shrek with glasses.
Oh my God.
Fuck out
of here. Stop. You're just as bad.
At least the gym teacher chastises the bullies. Her and me. They get a week of detention, which is like working out detention.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird. So we get calisthenics. And this is one of those times where it's really long scene where they're showing not much except like dirty pillows, undershirts.
Yeah.
And the teacher's legs a lot. And
they're not wearing bras in gym class, which is fucking weird.
I don't think people in the 70s wore bras because nobody's wearing bras ever in this movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Carrie's busy searching the Dewey Decimal System for miracles. Chris is going to lead a revolt against the gym teacher, but instead the gym teacher smacks the fuck out of her real good.
Like, there is a lot of women hitting in this movie also.
Well, not necessarily women hitting, women being hit.
That's what I mean. Women hitting.
I meant women hitting like each women, other.
No, like women beating.
This Chris girl gets the fucking shit beat out of her the whole movie.
Yeah. The gym teacher, her boyfriend.
I think they're trying to say like, she's abusive, so she's abusing Carrie.
Even the first 5 minutes, the gym teacher smacks Carrie in the face to get her to stop screaming.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of women getting hit.
But again, it's the 70s, so all these people grew up with parents beating the fuck out of their mom in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is banned from the prom. And this high school has so many occult books in the library. It's full of occult books. Florida would ban all these books immediately. Rhonda talks Tommy into taking Carrie to the prom. Like, these are good people, somehow.
Yeah.
And you can't even possibly believe that they're good people.
No.
Because everybody is awful. Like I said, they were born and bred to pick on Carrie. And finally, it's Travolta time. He's cruising with his main squeeze, aight? He chucks his beer on her, though, and then backhands her because she's mad about it.
Yeah, well, because she called him...
A dumb shit, I think.
Dumb shit, like, twice. I told you not to call me that!
Yeah. Tommy is going to take Carrie to the prom. Billy is trying to fight with Chris. Like, she's trying to fight with him, and then she sucks his finger off. And he's like, oh, all right. Yeah. Yeah, baby. And
it's really weird.
Yeah, it was weird. And he tries to make out with her.
It was a lot of hot and cold.
And she's like, no. And then I think she calls him a dumb shit again. So he fucking backhands her.
Again.
And now she has a favor to ask, so she gives him a blowjob. That's a weird favor. I wish more people would ask me that favor.
So she was talking an awful lot for someone who had a dick in her mouth.
Yeah, she wasn't. This probably wasn't the best blowjob.
Yeah. And it ended on a, I hate Carrie White.
Yeah.
With her on his dick. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's like she's talking into the microphone instead of blowing this guy.
Yeah.
So I think she blows him. Because, I mean, he does this favor for her, so I guess. Yeah, she hates Carrie White, though, I guess. Like, I don't know. She should have been like, I don't care what. Yeah. That's how it should have sounded.
Yeah, but it was perfectly enunciated.
Yeah. Tommy in full denim ensemble asks her to go to the prom, and she flees. This is the right move, great instincts. Even if their intentions are good, she has no fucking reason to ever believe they are.
No, absolutely not.
And also, he's wearing a full denim outfit. Denim shirt, denim jeans, probably denim fucking underwear. The teacher kind of talks her into going, and Carrie thinks it's a trick. This is terribly naive of the woman. I don't know what game this woman is playing.
Yeah, it's really weird because she was like, oh, you should go. But then she pulls them into the office and is like, what the fuck are you doing? Why would you do that?
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
What is she doing?
I don't know.
Why is she playing both sides of the coin here?
This is a really messed up movie.
Just so we're clear, Tommy is a 25-year-old man playing this child. I will go to my grave thinking he's wearing a wig. That hair is too fucking perfect.
I think it was just permed.
Shows up at Carrie's house. If Mama finds out, Carrie will be murdered. And he won't take no for an answer, so she finally gives him a yes. Which, again, Noah's haunting me for
these. That's not okay. That's coercion.
No. Billy is preparing a good joke. They're at the pig place, a slaughterhouse, I assume, and there's pigs everywhere. John Travolta says, get her done twice, and I hate him. I hate John Travolta in this movie. I cannot fucking stand this character that he plays.
Somehow they get pig blood into a gas can?
Yeah. You would think they would have just put it in the bucket and put a lid on the bucket.
Right.
And but just took it in the bucket.
Why? How did they even get it into the gas can?
I don't know, because they didn't kill the pig, like, humanely. They, like, fist fought it and beat it with a hammer.
Yeah. That's really weird.
Carrie tells mom about the prom. I don't even understand why Carrie's in public school.
Well, they probably didn't have other options back then.
Back then, I think you could definitely homeschool back then. I think it was probably more prominent.
Oh, I don't know. Mama don't seem to like her too much, so she probably just wanted to get rid of her.
No, she said she should have given her back to Jesus or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
After the blood come the boys.
Yeah, they smell the blood.
Yeah. So needless to say, Carrie's not allowed to go to the prom.
Can you smell the blood?
No.
You come a running?
I don't think so. That's never really been me. Like, oh yeah, there's some period blood. Let's go. It's taken me a lot of exposure therapy to be okay with it.
Yeah.
So no, smelling the blood would not have been the thing that brought me to the backyard. For sure.
My milkshake brings out a boy to
the milkshake
yard.
Does it. Carrie does her mother a favor and closes all the windows to keep the rain out, because she's always thinking of other people. Mm-hmm. Such a people pleaser.
Yeah, that's why she did that.
Father ran away with another woman. Good call on his part, but he should have taken the child. The trap is being laid at the prom. So we got pig blood in a bucket in the rafters. Some dipshit named Freddy somehow talks him into letting him collect the ballots for king and queen at a prom.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, be here at 6. He's like, I'll be there at 8. 8 sounds good. And he's like, okay. Wow. Fucking let anybody work for you. Carrie is sewing her own dress now. I don't think it's a big deal in the movie, but it's like the thing that puts it over the top emotionally for me is her making her own dress, because like for her to put the time and effort and like, it kind of just shows that this is the biggest thing that's ever happened to her. And mm-hmm. she's putting love and care. And I love when people make things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that puts it over for me. And seeing it get ruined.
Yeah.
It really breaks my heart.
My mama made my junior prom dress.
Yeah, that is so cool, right?
It was. It was really pretty.
Carrie is trying out lipstick. These are just lipsticks that people would communally use, I guess. That's how they used to do it. They used to just put sample lipstick on the counter and everyone used them.
Mm-hmm.
That is fucking disgusting.
They were like little miniatures. And yeah, everyone used them.
Ill.
Uh-huh. That's how we all got herpes.
Yeah, that's fucking gross. We knew about germs then.
Mm-hmm.
We knew about infectious disease. What mm-hmm. the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
How do you try on lipstick now?
You don't. They're like fucking sealed. You get to see a picture of it on the bottom from the sticker.
Hmm.
Hope that's the color you like.
Mama doesn't like the prom dress. You know why?
Because you could see her dirty pillows.
Yeah. And everybody's going to see her dirty pillows. We've already seen her dirty pillows.
Yeah. But that dress did look like a fucking slip. Like it didn't even look like a dress.
It did look like something you'd wear to bed.
Yeah. Like something you would wear under a dress.
Yeah. The tragedy here is Mama is right. They're all going to laugh at you. They're all going to laugh at you. They're all going to laugh at you. Tommy's here. Carrie throws her mom a bunch of times with her brain.
Yeah,
tried to do it to you earlier. Did not work. We'll try again later.
It would be easier if you waited until I stand up, because I have a hard time with gravity anyway.
Yeah, you can't really stand that well anyway. Maybe I'll give it a shot then. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live, so her mom is going to kill her.
Yeah, she's ready.
They've arrived at the prom, and she's extremely nervous. She's very brave here, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think every step of the way, she's brave. The prom is every prom ever. In fact, I would argue that especially in horror movies, this was the basis that every other horror movie prom is built off of, is this one. Everyone's gawking at Carrie. One girl is being nice, but can't buy that for a second with this crowd. I'm so skeptical of these people. I cannot believe how much of this movie I forgot.
Yeah.
Well, I guess none of this is surprising, but like...
It's really only those two that were against her, though.
Yeah, but everybody else kind of followed on. And the,
Well, there was a couple, like, when they did, like, they staged the... her winning the prom king and queen or whatever, but I don't know that girl you're talking about right now, I don't know that she wasn't being genuine.
Yeah, I think she might have been. But at the time, I was like, the only people that are really against her seem to be Chris, PJ Souls, I forget her character name, the one that wears a baseball cap all the time,
mm-hmm.
and like John Travolta, but that's just because he gets his dick sucked for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like three. That's it.
Yeah.
And they all die.
Yeah, they sure do. Some that don't deserve it die. Tommy dies. Tommy might not have been killed by her, though. He might have been killed by the bucket.
Yeah, he got knocked out by it, but that didn't kill him, did it?
I don't know. I don't know. You could have fractured his fucking skull falling from that height. He could have got killed by the bucket. We're gonna... I didn't count deaths in this because it's too hard.
Okay.
But it is questionable with Carrie. Miss Collins is very tender towards Carrie. She doesn't deserve to die, but she does.
Yeah.
Not only does she die, she doesn't like just like, she's not just like collateral damage. Carrie like looks at her and kills her.
Yeah.
Could have done without it, honestly.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit away from it, but I guess if you're...
She had lost her goddamn mind, though.
Yeah, I guess if the point is...
She had enough.
The point is being like a rubber band and snapping back. You kind of can't control it. You know what I mean? So I get it, but I would have been less upset if she just... Something fell on her and she died. More so than Carrie specifically targeted her for death. Because most people are not targeted for death by Carrie. They're mostly targeted by a hose.
Mm-hmm.
Which I do think kills one person.
Yeah, but she was controlling the hose.
Yes. But I don't think the hose was fatal for most people. I think it just got them wet.
Yeah, and was like knocking them off of trying to escape.
Yeah. Carrie's having the time of her life. It's like being on Mars and she will never forget. No one will.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy takes her for her first dance and her first kiss. Are you fucking kidding me? She still doesn't fully trust anyone, but he's too charismatic. You know who doesn't deserve to be punished here? The band. They didn't do anything wrong, and I think they get out of there. They were packing up their shit before the votes were counted, so hopefully they got out of there, because they didn't do anything wrong. Carrie votes her and Tommy. To hell with false modesty or something, she says.
Mm-hmm.
I'm written down. Mama is passively and aggressively cutting a carrot. We got ourselves here a rigged election. I think what happens at the end of Carrie is what we're going to see in January if Trump doesn't win. That's what I think they thought January 6th was going to be last time. So I guess we'll find out in January because he ain't going to fucking win. And the winner is Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. A true upset. I wonder if they would have won anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, like, our prom queen, now she's a really nice person, so I'm not, like, criticizing her at all, was, like, kind of not the person you would think would win, but people voted for her because they liked her.
Mm-hmm.
Not because, oh my god, so gorgeous or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think that probably would have happened here, too. Especially since everybody saw Tommy being genuinely nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
And kids feel bad for picking on people.
Mm-hmm.
Like... After it happens, I think kids feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And I think they would have seen this girl, and they've seen her coming out of her shell, and they've seen all these things. I bet she would have won anyway if those kids had any kind of fucking soul.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie is euphoric.
Here's another one of those fucking slow-mo scenes.
Yeah.
This is fucking ever.
Like I said, I think some of this is padding out the runtime a little bit, but yeah. I also think it's a style choice by
DePaul. It took fucking 15 minutes for them to just get from, like she's on the stage to it, the blood falling. Like, yes. Come the fuck on.
It takes forever. But she gets her flowers. She gets her crown. It's a fucking fairy tale. It's a Hallmark movie. She is crying. You get all of it. They're like, we are going to rip your heart out. So we got to make it as full as possible. And that's when you figure out Rhonda seemingly doesn't know.
No. She tried to stop it.
Yeah, that means Tommy doesn't know. So they were actually trying to be nice here. Mm-hmm. Now, she could have done a little bit better job stopping it instead of looking at every part of this fucking Rube Goldberg machine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once she saw the bucket up there, that's enough. You don't need to trace the fucking rope, find out who's pulling it.
Well, they had to take forever to figure it out.
Just get him off the stage. Tackle Carrie. Although tackling Carrie probably leads to the same fucking outcome.
Yeah.
But do something. And here comes the blood. The bucket obliterates Tommy, but she's covered in blood, and that's what's going to matter here. The mother words ring through her head. Carrie locks him in there. They're all going to laugh at you. No one's laughing. She's imagining them laughing.
They did start laughing.
Some of them did, but I think when it's like those pentagons, mm-hmm. I think that's just in her mind. I think she's imagining everybody laughing at her because the teacher is one of them laughing at her. And the teacher was horrified when they showed her in the crowd, not from Carrie's perspective.
Yeah.
So I don't think they were laughing at her. I think only the bitch in the hat was laughing at her and maybe a couple other kids. But the whole room was not laughing at her.
Yeah.
So she starts spraying him with a fucking fire hose like you're wont to do. We get some electrocutions. I'm not counting kills. She's burning this bitch down. And at least she gets out. And Rhonda gets out.
Mm-hmm.
Rhonda gets thrown out right before this happens. Mm-hmm. So she's just lucky.
Well, she's lucky right there, not later.
Well, that was just a dream later.
Oh, you were talking about her. I was thinking about the one that actually pulled the...
Oh, no.
Yeah, they got
curly
out.
Curly-haired girl. So do Billy and Chris. That's Travolta and his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
They try to run her down, but Carrie flips the car before blowing it up.
The end. They're done.
We go back to the White House, and there are a lot of fucking candles here. It had to take forever to light all those candles.
Yeah.
This is when Carrie would have come in handy, because she can just light things
up
with her mind.
She can just light them, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a lot more helpful. She's going to take a well-deserved bath, because those pillows are extremely dirty.
Bath was not a good idea. Like, definitely, that's a shower.
This is a shower situation.
Because you're now sitting in watery pig blood.
Yeah. See, you've always said baths are bad because you're basically sitting in your own filth.
Mm-hmm.
To a point, I think you're exaggerating when you say that. It depends how filthy you are.
Well, if you're covered in pig blood?
I agree with you in this instance, for sure.
Okay.
But, like, if I come home from work, all right, I work in an office. If I take a bath, I'm not that filthy.
Right. But you aren't taking a bath to get clean. You're taking a bath to relax.
I soap myself up.
If you then want to get clean, shower.
I think it depends how dirty you are. And also, I just like a good bath. And you are allergic to baths, so.
Well, I have POTS. I could die.
That's true. You could die from a bath. So Mom's at the house, and she's actually comforting for like a second. And then she realizes, oh yeah, I can't suffer a witch to live.
It's so strange because she's hiding behind the door when she goes in there to take this bath. She's very vulnerable position there and mm-hmm. already in a very good cleanup area. Why not just go in and stab her there?
Yeah.
Why did she wait for her to finish her entire fucking bath, which was also one of those long drawn out scenes? She also was no longer hiding anymore. She was in broad daylight and not hiding when she came out of it. What was the point of her hiding behind the door when she went into the bathroom is my fucking question.
I don't know. Just because she's weird.
Okay.
So Mama liked sex. And she also thinks Carrie is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So she did like the sex. It made her feel good.
Well, yeah, but...
That's what sex does.
That's what happened. You shouldn't like sex or you end up with a devil child.
Yep. They'll pray for the last time.
Yep.
She stabs Carrie in the back. Carrie stabs Mama with a lot using... telekinesis. There's like knives, all kinds of shit going through her, and she crucifies her in the doorway.
Yeah. And the mom dies the slowest fucking death ever, like you're watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
She does draw it out,
and it also sounds like she's enjoying it.
Yeah, I think she comes.
Yeah.
Which, whatever you're into, man, I ain't gonna yuck or yum.
Okay.
Carrie regrets it immediately for some reason.
She killed her mom, and she killed all half the high school.
I think she should feel worse about killing half the high school than that fucking psychopath mom of hers. who abused her all the time.
Well, she probably had some Stockholm syndrome.
More than likely. Carrie's regret causes the house to collapse and burst into flames.
Yeah, it sinks into the ground for some fucking reason.
They go in the closet to hide, but the house is literally sinking and they're going to hell because she's the devil child. We get one last look at the crucified Weird Al Yankovic, though. Thank God. You'd think it's over, but now we're like in the suburbs at Rhonda's house. Phone rings. She's the sole survivor. She's going to lay flowers on the remains of Carrie's house. And you knew this was a dream. Like, I knew this was a dream. Right. Because they had a way of filming dreams back then. There was, like, a little, like, halo around the outside of the screen and stuff. Blurry. It's, like, bright but blurry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's how dreams were, especially in horror movies. Like,
The kinda fucking... smoky.
Yeah, the Nightmare on Elm Street dream. Yeah. That is that.
Yeah.
Like, 100% that is that.
Yeah, it was like you were having a scene from one of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's a typical end horror movie.
Yeah, but... this wasn't typical then. This is probably kind of what started it.
What, set the stage?
Yes.
Bloody hand reaches up and grabs her.
Yep. There's a for sale sign there, too, that says, Carrie White burns in hell.
Yeah.
A little arrow pointing down to hell. In case you didn't know which way it was.
Yeah.
Carrie grabs her. Like we said, it's just a dream. The only jump scare in the movie, and it didn't get you.
Wasn't scary.
So, that's the end of the movie. Did you like it?
No.
Not at all.
No. It's terrible. It's a terrible movie. It's sad and objectifying and abusive and awful.
Right. And most of the abusers get what's coming to them. So, like I said, I misjudged this movie. I gave this movie a 4.5 out of 5 on Letterboxd. Rotten Tomatoes agrees. Critic score, 95%. Audience score, 77%. So the critics got it right this time, and that's pretty fucking rare.
I'm with the audience.
Carrie was a success, but not like I think people assume. It made $33.8 million on a budget of $1.8, which is a very large percentage return.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like a blockbuster like you think, like, oh my God, this movie made $200 million or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again...
it was a long time ago.
Yeah, we're talking 1976, so it is a long time ago.
A lot of money back then for a movie.
Right, but, I mean, Halloween would come out and make more money than this, just a couple years later. This was the first Stephen King film adaptation. There were none before this. This was the very first one.
Hmm.
In my opinion, it's probably the best horror movie.
A Stephen King one?
Maybe The Shining is, but The Shining is apparently so much different than the Stephen King movie, and he fucking hated it, so it's really hard to even call it that.
Right.
Best Stephen King movie? It's hard to say anything but Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, I love that movie.
Like, right? It's one of the greatest movies ever made.
Yeah.
So.
But it's not horror.
But when you think of a Stephen King movie, you don't think of shit like that.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll say that this is... it's... probably, I'd rather watch this than The Shining.
I would rather watch The Shining than this. And I have watched The Shining like a dozen times.
Yeah.
And this was my second time watching Carrie.
Yeah, I think those are the obvious one and two, Carrie and this. And then there's a huge gap for number three. Probably Christine. But most of them stink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it stinks. The original 80s it,
mm-hmm.
And they're not even really movies, but they all kind of stink, and they don't really hold up. Like, The Stand was awesome when I was a kid, but I watched it, some of it, and I didn't watch all of it because it kind of stinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that good, except that guy is like, M-O-O-N, that spells calendar. Like, that guy's cool. But it is really no surprise that the two top Stephen King horror movies, I don't even think it's controversial to say these are the top two, were directed by fucking legend Stanley Kubrick and Brian De Palma. That's what you get when you have somebody that really fucking knows what they're doing and actively wants to make the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Although Kubrick just made a different movie. He was like, well, I kind of like the idea, so let's do something way different. I'm assuming this is pretty faithful to Carrie. I've never read it.
Me either.
There's probably a lot more fucking dirty pillows than that, though. No one is fucking guy. He likes to get kids naked in fucking books. So I think this movie is, like, somehow it's really underrated, despite everyone knowing it. I think this movie deserves the praise that The Exorcist gets for being The Exorcist.
Like, you don't have to watch Carrie to know the entire fucking movie.
Right.
Like, the actual plot of the movie is, like, three sentences. It's not even that... Like, you don't have to sit and explain it. There's no... It's not deep.
No. Well, it is deep, though.
But this girl gets bullied so much she has telekinetic powers. They dump blood on her. She burns the whole place down.
Right.
Like, the end.
Right.
Like, that's what everyone knows about Carrie, sure. Whether you've seen the movie or not. But you don't have to fucking see the movie.
No, you don't need a fucking PhD to understand it, but I think it's good. I think it's moves at a great clip. It's filmed great. There's tons of dirty pillows in it. Like, what's not to like?
I told you the reasons why I didn't like it.
I know. But yeah, I didn't realize it because it's been so long since I've seen it, but this is one of my favorite horror movies. Top 15, maybe?
Wow.
Somewhere in there? I really like it.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
I don't.
You're not. You don't have to.
Good.
Good. Good for you.
Great. Grand. Wonderful.
Wow. Why so mad? Do you have anything else to add?
No.
Then say goodbye, Carolyn.
Goodbye, Carolyn.